This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swung on, hit high in the air, deep to center. Tauchman back, and there it goes. A leadoff home run for Andrew McCutchen. Hedges a swing and a fly ball to that deep left field, and this ball is gone. He hits it right down the line. Austin Hedges with his first home run. That's no cheapie. It's deep down there to left. Hedges with home run number one, and the Pirates having some fun. They're up 5-1.
Sounds like no one told Joe Buck how this game ended. Because it hadn't ended at that point.
Swung on, bounced to first. Two hops to Mancini and on to Alzolay covering. That's the ball game, and the Cubs have taken the first two games of the series. They come back and beat the Pirates 10-6.
So there you go. Pirates lost to the Cubs 10-6 after Austin Hedges went deep. Give the Pirates a 5-1 lead. That's the biggest lead the Pirates would have in that game. Ian Happ got a hit that scored two runs. And the Cubs never gave up the lead after the later third of the game. You're welcome to call me and vent your frustrations. I'm a little bit frustrated as well. I'm not Adam Crowley, though. I'm not jumping off the boat necessarily. The Pirates seem to do this. They win the games that you might not expect them to win, but then they lose the games you might expect them to win. So it's a rough time. You can call me, though, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to vent your frustrations. I like to leave this time open just to see what the fans think about some of these games now, what they think about how the Pirates are doing. Ronzi Contreras got into the game yesterday. We'll go over what he did and some of the decisions that Shelton made. But I've said it before, and I don't need to say it too much more. I don't think if you listen to this show, if you have listened to this show regularly this week, I've already explained what makes this series so important. I'll go over that just briefly again, because this was a crucial series for the Pirates. The Pirates have the Brewers coming up over the weekend. They've got a three-game series coming up after this one. The Pirates have already lost this series, and the Pirates have lost ground to the Cubs in the NL Central. So we go back to the series against the A's, and I use the series against the A's as an analogy, where I didn't think that the series loss to the A's was all that crucial because it's not a division opponent. The A's were bound to, you know, win games eventually. They weren't going out there trying to lose, and a lot of those players out there, I think, found their correct footing. And I forget what their winning streak is at now, but I know it reached 7 games at the least. Might be at 8 now. I'm not exactly sure. But they went on a winning streak after they beat the Pirates 2 out of 3 times in that series. They swept the Brewers. So this is just one of those hot stretches that they're going to be put on. And I don't even think they have the worst record in Major League Baseball anymore at this point. They don't. Now it's the Royals. The Royals are 18-50. The Athletics, 19-51. So the Royals have less losses. I guess it's the same record in terms of the games back in their division. 18-50 versus 19-51. There's one more win and loss on the Athletics record. But the Royals have the least amount of wins so far in Major League Baseball. So the Athletics no longer have the most amount of win or the least amount of wins. So they got on a hot stretch, right? They've picked it back up. They're still really bad, and the Royals are really, really bad. But you get my point. The Athletics got on a hot stretch. The players aren't trying to lose. So losing to the Pirates, or the Pirates losing to the Athletics, in that case, I'm not seeing as much as a problem. This series, though, against the Cubs is a major problem. And you might argue, you might say, wait, what's different? What's different about this series? Even if they lose, they're still ahead of the Brewers because the Brewers keep losing. Well, yeah, the Brewers lost again yesterday. And the Brewers have lost 7 of their last 10. The big problem, though, is that the Reds have won 8 of their last 10, and now the Reds are a game and a half back of the Pirates. That's where the big problem is here. When you play divisional opponents, you're directly affecting each other. You don't have to rely on a separate opponent to move the standings. Whoever wins is guaranteed to move up in the standings, and whoever loses is guaranteed to move down. So that's the starter right there. Now the Cubs are 4.5 games back of the division lead, which is scary to think about. The Cardinals are still down there, 8.5 back. They're in last still. They're 27-42, but the Cubs are now back in the division race because of 2 wins against the Pirates. And this especially hurts the Pirates because they're in the lead and they're giving up that ground. It's not like the third and the fourth place team playing each other and the fourth place team is gaining ground on the third place team. No, the Cubs right now are cutting into the Pirates' division lead. And this is different from the Athletics series as well because now the Brewers are coming up over the weekend. The Pirates, it doesn't seem in recent years, have done too well playing against the Brewers in Milwaukee at what is now referred to as American Family Field, formerly Miller Park. I like the former better. Anyway, not the point. But you get it. This is bad now because the Brewers don't have to worry now about losing this series to the Minnesota Twins, which was a 2-game set. They're off today, but they lost yesterday 4-2 in a 2-game set, and that's now 6 straight losses for the Brewers. But they don't have to worry right now. If the Pirates win today, the Pirates will be a game and a half up on the Brewers because the Brewers don't have a game today. They're going to travel back home, and then the Pirates are going to go out to Milwaukee and start that series tomorrow after the series finishes up against the Cubs. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you get the point here. Like, the Brewers are in great shape because now the Brewers control more of their own destiny at this point of the season than the Pirates do, because the Brewers don't have to worry about these that set against the Twins now. The Brewers don't have to worry about the six-game losing streak, because after all that losing, they're still a game back. So all the Brewers have to do is win 2 of 3 against the Pirates, and they're leading the series. They're leading the division again. The Pirates had an opportunity to bury the Brewers, and the Pirates had an opportunity to shove the Cubs further back down, and the Pirates could have won either two of these first two games in the series. And that's just what's frustrating about it all. You're watching the games, and I mean, I teased Joe Block a little bit, but it's not his fault. I mean, the Pirates are having fun. Austin Hedges hit a home run. They're up by 4 runs. They're up 5-1. And he should expect them to be having fun. He should expect them to be having a good time, playing good baseball. Austin Hedges went deep at Wrigley Field, a place that's rather hard to hit home runs, one of the longest fences all around in Major League Baseball. Also one of the oldest ballparks. That has something to do with it. But there's no reason that they shouldn't have had fun. They're up by 4 runs. And the culprit that I found yesterday came back again today. That was the bullpen for the Pirates. Ronzi Contreras headlines the bullpen performances. Contreras pitched 1 1/3 innings. How about Osvaldo Beto as well? Nothing wrong with his start. He struck out 6 batters over 4 innings, gave up 1 earned run on 4 hits. So Beto with a quality start. The Pirates had an early cushion as well, thanks to Andrew McCutchen and Carlos Santana. They had 3 runs early. Then Santana knocked in another run. Austin Hedges hit his home run. All exciting. Osvaldo Beto, 4 quality innings. I think the idea from manager Derek Shelton was, let's put Contreras in there. Okay, Beto's never pitched in the majors. He pitched 4 solid innings. Let Contreras eat the next 3 or so innings. And then we'll get to the back end of the bullpen. David Bednar can close it out. Everything will be fine. Contreras, though, big problem. He went 1 1/3, struck out just 1 batter, gave up 5 earned runs on 3 hits, walked 2 batters. Rough outing for Ronzi Contreras. I just don't think that's the right move in that situation. I mean, this whole series is incredibly important. And when this series is as important as it is, as pivotal as it is, and you didn't win the first game, I'd have been happy with 2 of 3. You can't sweep them all. And as Neil Walker said, I'll keep referencing that a couple weeks ago, Neil Walker said it's really difficult for teams to sweep consecutive series. So I'm not expecting sweep after sweep after sweep from this Pirates team. But a series win is something that was crucial to the Pirates. Now they're in a situation where they're going into the Brewers series with, at best, a game and a half up on the Brewers before they play a 3-game series. And at worst, the Brewers will be a half game behind by the time the series starts. Again, the Pirates have just not seemed to do well in Milwaukee in recent years. The Pirates have struggled with divisional opponents for as long as I can remember, but American Family Field is not a pleasant place for the Pirates to play in. They just haven't done well in recent history. So to experiment with Rowanzi Contreras like that, to make his first bullpen appearance in a game where you're up 5-1 and you allow him to pitch over an inning and give up 5 earned runs, it's just, that's not it. It's not good. The Cubs mounted their comeback off of Contreras. Contreras entered the game when the Pirates were up 5-1. And I'll credit Osvaldo Beto as well. There's nothing better he could have done through 4 innings. 1 earned run, 4 hits. He struck out 6 batters. Had a very effective outing. Leaving Contreras in the game for too long was the problem. And experimenting in a crucial series. Again, if the Pirates win that first game, if they win that first game on Tuesday, I don't have a problem with putting Contreras out there, letting him get out of the bullpen in the game yesterday. But they didn't win the first game, and now Rowanzi Contreras contributed to the eventual loss in the second game. I get Colin Holderman didn't lock it down like you would have expected, but at that point, Colin Holderman's blip is not the problem. The inconsistency of Rowanzi Contreras is the blatant factor that I'm paying attention to, paying most of my attention to. I just don't get Derek Shelton's. I get you want to inspire confidence in Contreras, and I'm not in the locker room. I'm not close to the players like, you know, that player-manager relationship is. But it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me in a vacuum to put Contreras in a game that I'd say you need to win. It's still a long season. The series isn't going to determine things, but the more you can stay ahead and the more you can put yourself in a position to be ahead, when the rough times come, you have that insurance packed away. We saw that in the month of April. I'm confident that the only reason the Pirates are contending right now is because of their great start at the beginning of the season. That's why they're here. So a series win against the Cubs was crucial. Now they can't. And if they get swept, the Brewers are going to be a half game back going in to their head-to-head weekend matchup, their 3-game series coming up that starts tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.